Presley with Martin Bester.
You know these things that I was today years old, blah, 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 and you feel foolish because you didn't know. One of those came through, but I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it at all. I think it's rubbish.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where you found this, Etienne. It's not right. Apparently, it's ring around the rose tree, not ring a ring a rosy.
That's a lie.
Stop it.
Ugh. Jeez, they're making it up.
I do not believe it.
No, it's ring a ring a rosy, a
Thank
pocket
you.
Full of posy.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
And if that's not what it is, then that's what it is.
Yeah.
We're telling you.
I do believe that the song was as a result of either the plague, the Spanish.
The pox.
Yeah.
A tissue, we all fall down. Yeah.
We didn't read that much into it when I was a child.
No.
We just sang stuff.
Ringa, ringa, rosies.
We just sang stuff. Yeah. And then now, of course, there's deeper meaning into it.
Yeah, well, that you learn that when you get older, that obviously that one song was about the plague or the pox
plague
or something.
Or
but it's definitely ring a ring a rosy, not ring a ring a rose tree.
That's right?
Really?
No sense.
Why are they changing stuff?
Can we all agree on that? We don't know where you found it, but we don't care.
Yeah. It's a
lie. Wrong.
Down
it's
with
wrong.
Name changes down.
It's like mouths. We both know that. We all know that it's mice.
Yes. What? Yes, yeah. There's no such thing as mouths.
No.
It sounds stupid. Use your ears. It's obviously mice. Mice. Is the plural thing. The show is intelligent.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Did you Google?
I did Google. So apparently we are right. It is Ring a Ring a Rosie, and it is about the Great Plague.
Thank you.
But I didn't realize that there were actually more verses to Ring a Ring a Rosie.
What?
Yeah, there's like three more verses.
Three.
Yeah.
We just sang the one.
Yeah. And there's apparently the king has sent his daughter to fetch a pail of water.
That's another one. The pail of water is another one.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's the two friends that
Jack
and Jill.
Not according to Google.
Really?
Oh, they sampled Jack and Jill.
Yeah, it's a sample.
It's a sample.
Right. Google knows nothing, Felicity. Yeah, but then I also, as a child, we grew up thinking of things have different names. We call things different names, and then you're grown up and you realize, like, it's not for Sheenies.
Yes.
It's just for Sheenie, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Oh.
We called, I don't know if it's a PE thing at the time, we just called stuff what we think it is.
Yeah.
You just called it, and then it turns out it's
like an approximate name, like it's more or less
approximate. Yeah.
I love this.
But I grew up calling it total.
Yes.
Not total, but I think we all did.
Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
No, we all did until literally
was it total? No one asked.
I think I said 2 years ago someone said to me it's actually total, and I was like,
you're lying.
Why would it be that? Yeah. No.
Yeah. I think a lot of people get things wrong.
Yeah.
I mean music as well, lyrics.
All the time.
I misheard lyrics.
All the time. We were talking about a Michael Jackson one yesterday.
Oh, I didn't realize that in that Mama Say Mama Sak Mama Kusa, at one point she sings, you're a vegetable.
You're
a vegetable.
You're a vegetable.
And I looked it up and I was like, that's
sorry,
not true.
I'm still on the Mama Say Mama Sak
Mama Kusa.
What is it?
Mama Say Mama Sak Mama Kusa.
Is what? What is that?
That's what he says.
But what is it? Is it? I don't think it is. I'm going to bet money on the fact that it's... Is it Mama Say Mama Sa?
Mama Kusa.
Mama Kusa.
But anyway, and it sounds right.
Yeah.
It sounds right.
That's what I've always heard.
Google there first.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
Kesley, I think you may have been right about the Mama Say Mama Sa whatever in the Michael Jackson song. He's just making up stuff, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And you were right about you were a vegetable.
Yeah, isn't it weird?
So?
I was shocked, guys. I was like, what?
It appears it's not made up. There's a part of a song called Soul Makusa by Manu Dibango.
So it does mean something. It's a different language. So it's not saying Mama Say Mama Sa.
So listen to, hopefully it's in the right place.
No, Kola, that doesn't sound anything like
No. Okay, I saw it in the wrong place. But But they took the Mama Se, Mama Kusa from here.
What
from
does this mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
We just say stuff the way we hear it, and then we hear it wrong.
Martin, ek kon nooit verstaan hoekom sing jy? Jy gaan met die jeep by die dak af ry nie. Ek dink altyd jy's 'n bietjie van 'n extremist vorm op
persoon. Met die jeep van die dak af
ry. Die jeep met die dak af ry. And now, what did Vusi just say to us about a spanner?
I don't even, Vusi.
What did you just say?
So, it's not a Bobby Jan spanner, it's a Bob Jones spanner.
No, it's not. So no.
I went to Google because I was like, no, Vusi's obviously lying this morning. He's right, guys.
What?
The shifting wrench spanner is known as a Bob Jones spanner. Or Bobby Jan, yeah.
Bob Jones.
Bob Jones.
To vertaal ons om.
Oh, wow. And here we were, all these years. And all these years. We just say stuff. Hey, we're idiots. Just say stuff the way we
Jones
hear it.
Bob Jones sounds weird.
It's not important to
pass
say
me the
right
Bob
stuff.
Jones spanner.
Felicity.
Yes.
Pass me that Bob Jones spanner.
Of course, kind sir. Oh, Jan.
What did you guys drink this morning? It must be really good.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.